The Flattening Metallicity Gradient in the Milky Way's Thin Disk, by John J. Vickers et al. We calculate the ages, orbits and phase space coordinates for a sample of approximate light-year 4 million LAMOST and Gaia stars. The ages are cross-matched and compared with values from two other popular age catalogs which derive the ages using different methods. Of these approximate light-year 4 million stars, we select a sample of 1.3 million stars and investigate their radial metallicity gradients, as determined by orbital radii, as a function of their ages. This analysis is performed on various subsets of the data split by chemistry and orbital parameters. We find that commonly used selections for thin disk stars, such as low alpha chemistry or vertically thin orbits, yield radial metallicity gradients which generally grow shallower for the oldest stars. We interpret this as a hallmark feature of radial migration, churning. Constraining our sample to very small orbital z_max, the maximal height of a star's integrated orbit, makes this trend most pronounced. A chemistry-based thin disk selection of alpha poor stars displays the same trend, but to a lesser extent. Intriguingly, we find that thick disk selections in chemistry and z_max reveal a slightly positive radial metallicity gradients which seem similar in magnitude at all ages. This may imply that the thick disk population is well mixed in age, but not in radius. This finding could help constrain conditions during the early epochs of Milky Way formation, and shed light on processes such as the accretion and reaccretion of gases of different metallicities. This was the Flattening Metallicity Gradient in the Milky Way's Thin Disk, by John J. Vickers et al.